This is Fresh Air. For 10 years, drummer and composer Jacques DeJohnette has led a series of bands, all with the same name, Special Edition. Groups noted for their clean sound and two saxophone front line. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album from DeJohnette and the latest version of Special Edition. He says this incarnation of the band retains some of the trappings of its predecessors, but Special Edition's music is changing.
The last couple of years, drummer Jacques DeJohnette has seemed torn between his sound creative instincts and an understandable desire to sell some records. Earlier versions of his group Special Edition were freewheeling all acoustic units. The current band, whose new album is Audio Visualscapes, a double-length set from Impulse, is more electrified and funky. Mick Goodrick plays electric guitar and guitar synthesizer. Lonnie Plaxico plays electric bass as well as his usual upright. And the band's two saxophonists sometimes play through harmonizers that add ghostly shadows to their lines. Clearly, DeJohnette's looking for a modern approach that sounds good and sells too. You can hear it in his composition PM's AM, a tribute to guitarist Pat Metheny's Sunny Morning Sound. As a drummer, Jacques DeJohnette's strong suits are his freely dancing approach to his ride cymbals and his sensitivity as an accompanist. He amplifies the rhythm of a soloist line. Listen to his drumming behind Greg Osby's harmonized alto on Ornette Coleman's The Sphinx. The drummer doesn't always play to his own strengths. For Greg Osby's tune Donjo, DeJohnette programmed a drum machine to free him to play background keyboards. Inevitably, the synthetic percussion's even patterns and unwavering pulse have a flattening effect. When I saw Special Edition a few months ago, I thought the band's major weakness was that the two saxophonists sounded too much alike. Altoist Greg Osby and tenorist Gary Thomas have known each other for a decade, developing their styles at the same time and working together in several bands. On Jacques DeJohnette's new album, though, their like-mindedness is more an asset than a liability. Their twisting solo lines define the band's character as much as the leader's vision does. That's particularly evident on a funky collective improvisation, Audio Visualscapes. On Jack DeJohnette's new album, three of the eight performances are over 12 minutes long, giving everyone plenty of room to stretch. Gary Thomas sets aside his tenor to solo on flute and bass clarinet on DeJohnette's One for Eric, dedicated to multi-instrumentalist Eric Dolphy. Thomas gets to the essence of Dolphy's forceful work on flute. Jack DeJohnette paints his audiovisual scapes with a wide range of instrumental colors. Still, I miss the more minimal approach Special Edition used to embody. On their new album, the group seems conflicted, the drummer leading in one direction, the saxophonist in another. But one of the fascinating things about jazz is that opposing viewpoints can find a home inside one band.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Audio Visual Scapes, a new album from Jack DeJohnette and Special Edition on the Impulse label. This is Fresh Air.